It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船西下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今，一带一路新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774，www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
，Your bilingual station AM 774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。 Rose and Brian are back for this edition of Use English. And in this show, we're going to talk about something delicious.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all the crazy...flavors of ice cream.
You know, to me, they're all crazy, except chocolate and coffee.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, those are like the two ice cream flavors for me.
Chocolate and coffee?
Nothing else.
Wow. Well, coffee's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about all these weird, weird flavors, but we're actually going to get to some good flavors. Like, the first three ones are actually going to be really good.
Cool.
Okay. So the first is green tea.
Oh, I hate that.
Really?
It's not great. I hate it.
Seriously? Why?
I think a lot of, at least, Chinese men hate it.
Wow.
But girls really love it.
Yeah, girls like it, but why?
I don't know. This is a strange thing. 绝大部分的女孩对于抹茶口味还都比较喜欢。但是反正至少我认识的朋友当中啊，男孩喜欢抹茶的比较少。至于是为什么？我也不知道，反正我对抹茶是实在无法接受啊！喜欢抹茶的朋友们，请原谅。I just hate it for no reason, because I just don't think tea and ice cream match. They just can't be put together.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Do you like it?
I'll keep that in mind. Yeah, I like green tea ice cream. I mean, it's not my favorite. I had to sort of get used to it, because I don't think they have this in China. I'm sorry, in America. They might. Yeah. No, I'm not. Actually, you know what? I take that back. They do. They have green tea, but not at, like, McDonald's or, like, the main places, but, like, they do here. But they do have it in some restaurants.
Do they?
Yeah.
In McDonald's have green tea ice cream?
Yes. You didn't know that?
I didn't. I probably just didn't notice. But here, yeah, they do have, actually in Asia, or at least a lot of Asian countries, China, Japan, Korea, as far as I know, they would have a lot of green tea stuff.
Mm.
Ice creams, cakes, I hate them all.
Oh my God, that's
Sorry
so terrible.
To say that. that's interesting. 抹茶口味的任何东西我都不喜欢，但是有人很喜欢。Alright, so calling that delicious or hateful, up to you.
Okay.Well, the next one is raspberry ripple ice cream. Consists of raspberry syrup injected into vanilla ice cream. That doesn't sound so bad. I don't really like syrup. I don't like strawberry syrup. I just like the flavor, but I don't like the swirl because I don't like the gooey... It just tastes like you're eating sugar, even though ice cream is sugar.
Yeah, I was trying to say that.Raspberry. Okay, it sounds okay, but not to me. As I said, chocolate and coffee are my only choices in ice cream. But raspberry doesn't sound like a bad choice, especially for a lot of girls, right?
Wow, yeah, yeah. Why does it have to be for girls? Guys might like raspberry too.
Do you think so?
Yes, why not?
That was a little gross. But anyway.
Okay. All right, the next one I think you might like.
Okay.
Rocky Road ice cream.
Rocky Road.
Yeah.
That's okay with me.
Yes. It has, I think it's with like nuts and marshmallows, chocolate ice cream with marshmallows and nuts, and sometimes you can put it a cookie on top.
嗯、
yeah.
Rocky Road, 这个也是美国很有名的一种巧克力。听着好像这个跟巧克力不沾边啊，但其实跟冰激凌不沾边。但其实呢就是巧克力冰激凌里边放上什么花生碎啊，甚至有的时候还可以放这个饼干，比如说奥利奥啊等等这种东西。有人可能想到了暴风雪啊，跟那个不太一样啊。But yeah,But as long as it's chocolate, I'm good with it. So Rocky Road works perfectly for me.
Yeah. Well, the next one would be bacon ice cream.
What?
Yes, I know. Bacon ice cream sounds disgusting. It's basically you add bacon to egg custard and you freeze it.
Oh, gee.
That sounds really gross. Who made up this?
There's no chance such a thing would ever enter my mouth.
No, me neither. That just sounds really gross.
培根冰淇淋，我知道现在这个各种吃的大家都在开发新鲜的品种啊，但是培根和冰淇淋我实在是很难想象怎么能够一起往嘴里放。 But maybe we're being too narrow-minded. Some people might love it.
Yeah, maybe. I guess if you really, really love bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next one is brown bread ice cream.
Brown bread?
Yeah, brown bread. It's ice cream with grape nuts breakfast cereal. That is so weird. Grape nuts bread. Okay, grape nuts is not so bad.
Mm.
But brown bread ice cream?
Well, I guess another way to say it, putting ice cream on top of brown bread, that would sound better.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. That might sound a little bit better, I guess.
Brown bread ice cream.
Yeah.
好吧，谁有兴趣把这个冰淇淋和全麦面包一块吃的话，可以啊，可以尝试。
right. Yeah. Well, butter brickle. This is basically toffee ice cream, and inside it has a chocolate-covered candy bar similar to the Heath bar. And this was introduced to Blackstone Hotel by my home state.Which is Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so wow, they are known for something, but it's for coming up with ice cream. Geez Louise.
Actually, this sounds fine to me for some reason. Maybe they, at least they included chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, possibly. Then we have butter pecan, which is smooth vanilla ice cream with slightly buttery flavor. Pecans, and that is it. That's actually one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound too bad to me.
Nah, I don't think so. This sounds actually really good. Let's see here.
What other weirdos do we have?
We have, well, this one's not so bad. This one's actually really, really good, which is chocolate chip cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Okay, you know cookie dough. So cookie dough is basically like in the United States, because we like to make everything easy, what we do is we make...We make the dough for cookies. We put chocolate chips in it, and then it comes pre-made. So all you have to do when you buy it from the store is buy it in a package raw cookie dough, take it home, cut it, put it on a pan, and bake it. And there are your cookies. It takes literally 5 minutes to make it. And so the cookie dough you can eat raw.You don't need to actually cut it.
Can you?
Yeah. So what we do is we loved cookie dough so much before you even put it in the pan that they started taking little, they figured out that American people love cookie dough. So they started taking the dough before they even made the cookies and baked it and made little round balls and circles of it and stuck it into ice cream. And this is called chocolate chip cookie dough. It's chocolate chips and then cookie dough inside. And it's actually really, really good.
Yeah, it sounds very good.
Yeah.
Although they would bake the cookie dough in advance, wouldn't they?
No, they don't make it in... No, cookie dough is not... It's raw. It's raw...basically raw bread, kind of like, or raw cookies.
Yeah, I know what it is, but it's just a little hard to imagine without putting those in an oven.
It's actually super popular. Cookie dough, really? Yeah, chocolate chip cookie dough. And a lot of kids, what they do is, when you make cookies, you are just cutting the dough and putting it, and they'll just start eating it like that. Yeah. It's really good.
All right.
Yeah.The next one, of course, is your favorite, chocolate ice cream.
Yay!
Then we have cookies and cream, which is actually like Oreo cookies, kind of chopped up and put into ice cream.
Even better.
I think you're going to love this next one.
Oh, yeah.
Crab ice cream.
Well, you know, if they put an entire crab into an ice cream cone, that would interest
really
me somehow. That's
really disgusting. So basically, it's a Japanese creation. It's described as having a sweet taste.
Unfortunately, I didn't see that in Japan.
Yeah, fortunately, I didn't either. It comes from the island of Hokkaido, Japan. Yeah.
螃蟹冰淇淋。我觉得这个现代人的这种创意真的是无极限啊。当然并不是说就不好啊，这但是对于我来说可能比较难以接受。因为这个海鲜和冰淇淋我觉得实在是风马牛不相及的两件事情，如果非要把它们放在一起的话，对于我来说真的是比较难以去接受这件事儿。But I never tried it, so I can't say it's bad. If you're brave enough to be the first one not to eat crabs, but to eat crab ice creams, then try away.
Yeah, exactly. The next one is a little bit peculiar also, but I'm going to go ahead with it, which is garlic ice cream. How can you eat garlic ice cream?
I don't even eat garlic.
Me neither. Well, I actually like garlic only because Chinese food made me like garlic.
Mm.
But this is really gross. I mean, it just sounds disgusting. Garlic and ice cream
really
just don't go together.
Yeah, like a lot of other stuff like crab.
Yeah, no, not good at all.
大蒜冰淇淋有真的有人会吃吗？You know, when I thought about it, maybe my wife would try it. Because she likes garlic for some reason.
Yeah.
And she likes ice cream. So garlic ice cream, maybe she'll try.
Yeah, possibly.
And spit that out afterwards.
Yeah. Well, let's go to mango ice cream. That actually is good. I love mango.
That's right.
Yeah, mango, it's not even ice cream. I've never had mango ice cream, but I've had mango sorbet.
Mm.
So it's been sort of mango into sorbet.Like this.
芒果这个比较对于我来说啊比较正常了，芒果冰淇淋应该也到处都可以见到，味道呢喜欢水果风味的也绝对不错啊，甚至我都可以接受。说的我很狭隘，其实也是对于冰淇淋这件事我确实是很狭隘啊，基本不吃除了巧克力之外的任何口味，但是芒果冰淇淋至少在我们刚才听到的这些当中算是比较正常的了。At least mango ice cream that doesn't sound like a weirdo anymore.
Yeah.Exactly. Well, what about mint chocolate chip?
Mint chocolate chip.
So it's mint with chocolate chips into an ice cream. I actually love it.
It's okay, but to be honest, I don't think I'll love mint in ice cream. The taste of it would seem a little funny to me, but it doesn't sound really that bad.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Mm.
Yeah.And then we have Neapolitan ice cream. You know what that is, right?
No.
Okay, so Neapolitan is really famous in the U.S. for, like, birthdays and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a liter or whatever you call it, a bucket of ice cream. And on one side, it's cut into three ways, basically. So on one side is chocolate, in the middle is strawberry, and on the other side is vanilla. So if you don't like one flavor of ice cream, you can choose which one, and it comes all in one.Yeah,
okay.
But the problem with that is if you only like one of them or only two of them, then the other side is going to get left there. So hopefully you spend your time with somebody who likes the other one and compliments you well.
Yeah, that would be a good strategy.
Yeah.
What's the name of it yet?
It's called Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Oh, the next one is amazing. It's like one of my favorite. This is why I cannot eat ice cream, probably.
You cannot eat ice cream?
Yeah, because of moose tracks. It's called moose tracks.Moose tracks. So you know a moose, the animal?
Mm-hmm.
And it's footprints. So it's called moose tracks. So this was formulated with vanilla ice cream, fudge, and peanut butter cups that are covered in chocolate. And they're frozen, and then they're stuck into ice cream. It is the best ice cream ever.
It sounds like frozen Snicker bars.
That's pretty much kind of what it is, except for the ice cream is vanilla.And inside of the vanilla are the moose tracks. So peanut butter covered in chocolate inside the vanilla. So it's like the best thing ever.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Of course, we have another weird one, which is called oyster ice cream.
Oyster?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're trying to put every single type of seafood in ice cream.
Pretty much.
好吧。
Yeah.
生蚝冰激凌。You know, I feel disgusted hearing the name.
Really?
Oyster ice cream? Okay.
Yeah, oyster ice cream.
Do they cook the oyster?
Gross. I do not know.
They probably don't. Just raw oyster in a cone of ice cream. That's going to kill me.
How do you do that? How do you get that flavor in there without actually... I mean, you probably have to use real oysters, but I don't know.
Yeah, how else can you do it?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
好吧，我反正是不行啊，这个实在是听起来根本就甭说往嘴里放了，连看都看不得。This is really a weird one.
Yes, So we have Superman ice cream. It's an ice cream. Okay, so it's an ice cream that comes as a swirl of three colors, blue, red, and yellow.
That's what I expected.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sounds delicious.
So you can call, like, chocolate ice creams Batman ice cream, if you want.
Yeah, Batmall. Chocolate? No, you can't. Did you say Batman? No, because Batman would be like a mixture of yellow and black.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
So mango black chocolate ice cream.
Batman. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
好吧，这个说了很多非常奇怪的冰淇淋的口味啊。我觉得最奇怪的应该就是这些海鲜的冰淇淋了啊，什么螃蟹蟹肉冰淇淋啊，什么什么鲍鱼冰淇淋啊，生蚝冰淇淋啊。You know, I think Chinese people are pretty famous for daring to try different type of food, but I never saw them anywhere in China, lucky for me. So maybe people in other countries are even more daring.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. All right, so interesting chocolate, not chocolate, I always kept saying chocolate, but ice cream flavors.
Yeah.Well, let's talk about another really weird one, which is called Tiger Tail.
They don't put real tiger tails in there, do they?
I think they do. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
So it's basically orange-flavored ice cream with black licorice swirl, which makes sense. That actually could probably, I don't know if it tastes good, but it would look really pretty.
And it sounds a whole lot better than crab or oyster.
Oyster, yeah, for sure. That sounds actually really totally disgusting. Yeah. So we have grape nut ice cream. Yeah, which is actually really good. We have spumoni.
Okay.
Yeah, spumoni is Italian ice cream made with different colors and flavors.What else do we have? God, we have so many different types of flavors.
Yeah.
Have you heard of bubblegum?
Bubblegum? No.
Yeah. Okay, so bubblegum, you know what bubblegum is. Basically, just they actually have bubblegum in the ice cream. So it's like strawberry ice cream, and they put bubblegum in it. So if you don't want your kids chewing bubblegum, don't get them bubblegum ice cream. Yeah. But this used to be, of course, my favorite as a kid because, you know, you get to eat ice cream and chew bubblegum at the same time. Kids are a little bit crazy.
Yeah. But, of course, there are so many other ice creams that you can choose from nowadays. There are ice cream sandwiches, which I never had when I was a kid. I think you can get them. I forgot the name of it. But you can get these sandwiches, and they come in different flavors. They have toffee and...
They have coffee.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
Coffee. I think they have chocolate, too.
Yeah.
Ice cream sandwiches, which is...
Oh, my God, really good. Yeah, they have peanut butter ice cream. They have, of course, your flavors like chocolate, vanilla. They have sorbets, which is basically like your... what's my favorite sorbet? My favorite is ice. I think it's called ice, and it's white, and I don't know what the flavor is, but it actually is really, really good. Yeah, so it's ice sorbet. Just in case you didn't know what sorbet is, it's not really creamy, and I think they use a different base than...
ice cream?
Yeah, basically.
Mm. 其实要说起冰淇淋呢，现在可能大家尝过的口味就更多了啊。我觉得这个I think the other day I saw one which was a little peculiar to me. It was kiwi fruit ice cream. It doesn't really sound that bad.If you think about it, I never tried it, neither did my wife, but I think it would be okay.
Kiwi? That sounds okay, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds okay, right? Kiwi and ice cream, they don't really sound a perfect match, but they will work together.
Wow.
Yeah, and they have all the other... Oh, I have to mention this. A lot of ice cream shops now have durian ice cream.
Okay, that is disgusting because...The smell of durian is so gross, even, like, desserts are really gross.
They really killed me.
Yeah.
And they have everything durian, though.
That is really gross.
Durian ice cream, dessert, and they sell durians in supermarkets. They just don't want me to live on this planet anymore.
I guess so.
这个榴莲很多女性的最爱我也不知道为什么现在还有榴莲冰淇淋我实在是接受不了这个概念也可能是我对榴莲实在是太不能够接受了啊这个味觉的感受我都不知道没有从来没有吃过榴莲光是这个嗅觉的感受就已经无法容忍所以把它和冰淇淋制作在一起呢 就更没法接受。 But I think a lot of girls love it. But you're the one that I know who doesn't like durian, right?
I don't like it at all,
yeah,
for sure.
A lot of other girls do, at least Chinese girls, they do. So these are some of the really peculiar ones that I saw in ice cream shops, and I won't put those anywhere near my mouth.
Good. Well, I think you might want to put churros con leche, which con leche means milk.
Mm.
But you know what churros are, right? Because they serve them everywhere here in China.
Churros, yeah.
Churros. Mm. Okay, so churros with milk, basically, and they made that into an ice cream.
Ah.
Which to me sounds really good.
Yeah, but churros with chocolate dips.
Oh, my God. That sounds awesome. Mm. Yeah. Oh, my God. That sounds really good.
Yep.
You can also have a taste of mountain blackberry.
What is that?
Oh.
Mountain blackberry.
Yeah, they take, the blackberry and its cousin, the marionberry,
mm-hmm.
are native to the Pacific Northwest and plucked at the peak of their ripeness when they're really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're deep purple and bursting with juicy antioxidants. They're actually good for you. So if you're going to eat blackberry ice cream, this one would be the one to eat because it's good for you.
Mm, doesn't sound bad at all.
Yeah.
Maybe I would love to try that someday.
What do you think about Earl Grey tea ice cream?
Anything
tea.
Tea doesn't really interest me.
Really?
I don't know how this one really looks like or how it tastes, but I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's paired with strawberry ice cream.
Hmm.
So Earl Grey tea and strawberry ice cream, I would actually taste it. It doesn't sound so bad.
Okay.
I think you might like this one, this idea.
All right.
Coffee and donut ice cream.
Coffee and donut. Yeah, I'm feeling interested, but how do you put donut in ice cream?
I don't know. The same way they put oysters in ice cream and crab in ice cream. I have no idea.
Yeah, I would comprehend better putting ice cream on top of a donut, but donut in ice cream. Oh, okay. I'd love to see it, you know.
Yeah, well, oh, God, I would love to see, like, a coffee and Nutella ice cream. You know Nutella? Like the chocolate. It's like hazelnut, the stuff you put on your bread.
Yeah.
I would love to see that in some ice cream.
I love Nutella. I love nuts. But Nutella and nuts in ice cream, this sounds funny, doesn't it?
No, Nutella and,
And what?
Oh, God, now I lost it. I think it's did I say Nutella and maybe vanilla? Or I can't even remember what the heck I said.
That's even stranger.
I said I just want to see it in ice cream. So like Nutella and maybe vanilla or Nutella and peanut butter. Oh, Nutella. They actually have the peanut butter Nutella swirl, and it is awesome. It's like a Nutella swirl peanut butter.
But, you know, Nutella is not really that peculiar to ice creams because I had Nutella churro ice cream in Italy many times. That's very good. 所以说这个巧克力酱哎和冰淇淋反正我是觉得很好因为巧克力我就觉得很好还有这个好像啊国内翻译的名字叫吉士果这个 Churros 跟这个大粗薯条似的那意思那么一个东西和这个巧克力酱放在冰淇淋里边我觉得很好吃But what you think you have to try it first They sell Churros here now in Beijing
Yeah they sell them everywhere which I'm surprised it's a Mexican thing
Yeah,
golly. Mm. Yeah, super delicious, though.
Try it out.
What about lemon and marionberries? That actually sounds really, really good. So it's lemon and marionberries ice cream.
Hmm.
Yeah, so they're marionberries. They're cooked to a jammy perfection and fold into tart and tangy. And then they're lemon-infused.
All right.
Yeah. That sounds really good.
Yeah, not for me, but might not be that bad.
What about pistachio and honey?
You know, I was thinking about that. I don't remember seeing pistachio ice creams anywhere. With honey? Not for me. But it doesn't sound bad. It would have a pretty chewy and sweet taste in the ice cream. So that could be a good combination. Who knows? Have you ever tried that?
No, but all of it sounds really good right now.
Mm.
I had to sort of talk myself out of going to Baskin and Robbins across the street.
It's very close.
Yeah, it's very close. Well, I talked myself out of it on the way here. I said, no, it's not good for you.
Maybe you will again talk yourself into it.
No.
Nope.
I'm going to run home before I can actually see another one. Have you ever heard of butter cake or birthday cake ice cream?
No.
It's actually really delicious also.
All right. How do you do it?
I have no idea.
Putting them.
I'm just going to say the same way as they do crab and oyster, as they are just going to go ahead and put a birthday cake. I used to, you know, they used to have birthday cake Oreos, which actually I think what they did was put sprinkles into the, you know, the white part in the middle of an Oreo. And those are actually really good, super sweet. But they have found a way to make birthday cake ice cream.
Not only with ice creams. They're really trying a whole lot of things with different foods nowadays. You know mooncakes, right?
Yeah.
They've even created, from what I heard, oyster mooncakes. And that sounds just as disgusting as oyster ice cream.
Yeah, for sure.
So who knows what else they will create tomorrow. But all these are your options, so try any of them out if you love to.
That's right.
Thank you for being with us for this sweet ice cream edition of Youth English. We'll see you the same time tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
And I'll never believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you, not to say, 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 say.
接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。
嘿，你知道吗？北京电台首届听友节圆满收官了。
真的吗？什么时候？
所听即所得，北京电台首届听友节暨第七届听众喜爱的名牌栏目大型评选活动收官派对将于9月26日盛大开启喽！
精彩表演嗨翻全场，福利奖品送到手软，还有听众喜爱的名牌栏目颁奖典礼点燃全场最高潮！
哇哦，惊喜不断，好戏连连，北京电台听友节收官大 party 不见不散哦！活动详情请关注微信公众号听友吧。
一名共产党员应该始终怀着对群众的深厚情感，持久责任。注一注学注老注富，募善款，献爱心，全动力。2016共产党员，让我们一起行动。
Radio 774，
声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
But when you left, you left me here so